You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
I almost think they say gin and juice, but it's not quite what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you hear what you want to hear.
Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. We take you now to Clearfield County, Pennsylvania, where two people face charges after state police were called to a Dollar General store for a report of a woman who was wearing a hard hat and holding a crock pot lid as a shield while carrying a bathroom scale.
It's got the little handle that's perfect, you know?
Like,
block, block.
Bathroom scale. What the hell? Tiffany Kerfoot. Tiffany. Under the influence of drugs, she said people were chasing her and trying to hurt her. She also told state police that she had just seen a murder where she lives with her boyfriend when troopers went to investigate. The boyfriend said there's no murder and that my girlfriend has a drug problem. As state police were walking out of the apartment or house, someone saw a glass marijuana pipe in the middle of the living room floor. Jackpot!
Uh-oh.
Charged with misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. The woman was taken to the hospital, cited for public drunkenness.
You can't even clean up the pipe when the cops are there.
Yeah.
They just throw it on the floor in the middle of the room. Next to the crock
pot. Some people just live by another. Yeah, the crock pot with no lid.
Missing a lid, yeah.
Useless crock pot now. That's item one.
Item number two also fits into the end of stupid news perfectly because this is just dumb. A 34-year-old lady named Shantaria Story went to a car dealership. This is in Winter Haven, Florida. It was Monday night. She said she wanted to test drive a 2021 Chevy Equinox.
Okay.
Now, the dealership has a policy during COVID where people take test drives solo, like no employee in the car or anything.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. For Shantaria, because she took the car, and about 2 hours later, it was clear she wasn't coming back with it. Well, what she didn't realize is that the car had OnStar, which made it super easy for the cops to track the car down.
Man.
They did. They quickly found Shantaria and the stolen car, and she was arrested for grand theft.
Wow. Shantaria.
Just drove away.
Yep.
I've often wondered why that doesn't happen even more often. Don't you think? I don't know. It just seems so easy.
They have your ID information.
They do have your ID if you gave them the right one.
Yeah. And a lot of the cars do have GPS in them. So
that is true.
Yeah.
These days, you're right. You're right. It's built right into the...
So you got to Google first, and then you go find those cars on the lot that you know don't
have. Used cars.
Yes.
Muscle cars.
Correct.
Used cars. Old.
Yep.
But I do wonder how many cars get test-driven to do something maybe nefarious or something. You know,
like to go make a drug deal or
real quick.
Whatever
just
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need to borrow a vehicle to rob this bank.
Yeah, we just had a bank robbery a few weeks ago in Stupid News where they test drove and took the test drive to the bank and they robbed the bank.
Well, it is convenient and it doesn't cost you anything. That's the beauty of it. The only thing is it's traceable.
Yeah.
If there's pictures from the bank of the car, the car dealer knows that you had that car. Well, all in all, let's just say I was going to knock down a 7-Eleven. All right, finally this. I saw this video go by. It was on TikTok. It's a guy named Tony. Tony was out working in his garden when he suddenly hit something solid. Like, tink. Like, holy crap. Tink, tink. With the shovel. So Tony was convinced there might be treasure. And began digging.
That would not be my first thought, but that would be an exciting thought to have.
Well, he scraped it back and he realized it's like concrete. Concrete? What the hell is that? Digs a little more, moves it up. There's a handle.
Oh, no.
Concrete and a... Yeah. Finds another handle. And then... Let's open this treasure box.
Yes.
Tony just dug up his own septic tank.
Oh.
He is shown on TikTok retching from the grossness and the smell of unearthing. This is the access to your septic tank, where all of your poopies are slowly biodegrading before being sent out to the leaching field.
Well, you know the expression, one man's S is another man's treasure, Rick.
I would have thought explosives first, but I would eventually come around to treasure with the handle and stuff.
I thought somebody buried a body back there.
Yeah, I was thinking
he opened some kind of crypt.
Tony pulls the top up to... he pulls his own shirt up to cover his mouth. Oh, he dug up the septic tank for his own house.
Oh.
Well, at least now he knows where it is.
Yeah. By the way, to his credit, he left it. It's getting a lot of views on TikTok, but the comments are clearly from contractors and people that have a septic tank. They're like, don't do it. You know, even though it's long over, don't. Tony.
Warning to everyone else.
It's not what you think it is. He dug up his own little poop ditch right out there in the backyard, man.
Crap on the lawn,
everybody.
Squat down, come on. Clear the poop ditch.
Come on,
ditch.
Drop your pants.
Crap on the lawn,
everybody.
Squat down, come on.
Come
fill
on,
the poop ditch.
Come
poop
on,
ditch.
We'll all squat on the lawn by the office. Have a cup of coffee, a bowl of prunes. Cause in a minute you feel it coming, coming on through. Hey,
excuse me.
Crap on the lawn,
everybody.
Squat down, come on. Fill the poop ditch.
Come on,
ditch
your pants.
Crap on the lawn,
everybody.
Squat down, come on.
Come
fill
on
the poop ditch.
Come on,
ditch.
There you go. Tony feels it. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why this is...
Stupid News.